share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A 30-year-old man who vandalized a royal palace and punched a police officer died in an accident near Bedding, Sungai Petani today, the 16th of July. According to Berita Harian, Kita Police Chief Datuk Kamarul Zaman Mamat said the investigation found that the suspect was involved in two treacherous incidents in the Kota Sitar district. Vandalized royal palace. According to him, in the first incident, which occurred at 3 p.m., his party received information regarding the vandalism of the Istana Anak Bukit wall. However, the suspect fled after the incident, and the results of the investigation at the scene found that the suspect was believed to vandalize the wall of the palace with the words, SAMR. The investigation also found that the suspect was riding a black motorcycle, and the police operations team started an operation to track him down, he said. Punched a police officer. Later, at about 5 p.m., Kamarul said the suspect was believed to have fled to the Kota Sitar District Police Headquarters, IPD, where he punched a police officer who was on duty. The female police officer suffered facial injuries. The suspect also threw an object suspected to be a toy pistol and fled on a motorcycle. Eventually, the suspect was successfully located in the Gurun area, Sungai Petani. The suspect, who realized the presence of the police, then continued to flee, but our members followed the suspect and warned him to stop. However, he ignored their instruction and continued to run. Died at the scene of the accident. The motorcycle ridden by the suspect is believed to have skidded in the Bedding, Sungai Petani area, and he was found injured, he said. The police then contacted the hospital for help, and as soon as the ambulance arrived, the medical officer on duty confirmed that the suspect had died at the scene. The case is being investigated under Section 427 of the Penal Code for committing treason, Section 332 of the Penal Code for injuring a civil servant, and Section 36(1) of the Arms Act 1960 for possession of an imitation weapon. Further investigations are still ongoing, he said. What are your thoughts on this story? Let us know in the comment section below. Also read. MAF officer at WTC allegedly invaded privacy and harassed women who came for vaccination. Source. Info. Samasa, FB source, at Redzuan News MPB, Twitter source, at Redzuan News MPB, Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.